Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. I've been sharing with you this week different Hebrew words for the English word praise. And this morning I have another one for you. This one occurs 46 times in the King James Version, and we find it in one of the occasions here in Psalm 144, verse 9. David writing this psalm says here, I will sing a new song unto thee, O God, upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. Now, if you look carefully at this psalm, David here is giving recognition to God for how God has helped him and kept him safe in all the different battles that David had fought in. Remember, David was a man of war, and he fought a lot of battles. But as David is writing this psalm, as I said, he's giving recognition to God for how God has helped him. And I'm sure that while David was writing this psalm, he may have remembered a lot of different situations that he encountered. He may well have remembered the time that he went to battle with Goliath, the giant Goliath, and how that there was a great victory won there. But David did not forget what God had done for him in that battle and in the other battles that he fought as well. In fact, in this psalm, David gives credit to God for giving him the strength to fight the many battles he fought. He gives credit to God for delivering him from his enemies and thanks God for being a shield to him. And as a mighty warrior, David experienced times of intense hunger and thirst. He experienced times of incredible weariness and fatigue as well. That is part of the life of a soldier in times of warfare. They experienced those things, and David was no different than anyone else. He experienced those things. And yet, David recounts in this psalm the times that God helped him. God was his strength. And David gives credit here to God for supplying his needs and providing everything that he needed in those times. As David ponders these truths, as he writes this psalm, it seems like he is humbled again in his heart. And he says in verse 3 of this psalm, Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Or in other words, who am I that you would do so much for me? And then as a response of the heart to the knowledge of these truths, David says in verse 9, that's the verse I read earlier and here in the beginning, he says, I will sing a new song unto thee, O God. Upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. Now you're wondering probably, what is this word that I've been talking about? What am I going to talk about here? The Hebrew word for praises in this verse is zomar. And the Strong's Concordance gives the definition of that word. It's to make music properly, to touch the strings or parts of a musical instrument. That is, play upon it, to make music, accompanied by the voice, hence to celebrate in song and music. That's Strong's definition of that word, zomar. That's the word that David used here in verse 9, where he says, I will sing praises unto thee. He already said in that verse that he was going to sing a new song to God upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. So David here is using this word as praise, and knowing that he would do so as he, from his heart, he feels that adoration and worship toward God. And he picks up his psaltery and begins to play a song with meaning and with feeling to the Lord. He is praising God for all that he has done in helping him through the battles, giving him strength, giving him sustenance, giving him what it takes to be victorious over his enemies. And David recognized that God fought those battles for him. It wasn't by chance that Goliath the giant was killed. It wasn't by chance that David was able to be victorious in so many of his battles. No, it was the Lord. It was God who fought for him. And David gave recognition to God for that in this psalm. As I said, this word occurs 46 times in the King James Version. And it's an interesting aspect of praise to the Lord. And certainly it is one way that God can be praised. Well, I am going to leave it at that for this morning. And may the Lord bless you today. Choose to praise and adore the Lord God today, whether it's with an instrument or whether it's by singing or whether it's by just repeating verses of Scripture. But do praise and worship the Lord today, and the Lord bless you in that as you do it.